Hachette Audio presents Amazonia, written by T. Jefferson Parker, read by Graham Halstead.
My name is Austin Fodder, and I am 24 years old. It seems like a lifetime ago when, fresh out of the University of California, Irvine, I applied for a job at Authentic Adventures Travel, which was located just a few miles from the campus. I had never seen myself as part of the hospitality industry, but the online job description for a travel agent trainee called for a 4-year degree, computer and writing skills, and an adventurous spirit. With dual majors in computer science and comparative literature, and a 3-day cruise to my credit, Long Beach to Ensenada, I walked into AAT late that afternoon for an interview, my head held moderately high, believing I could do the job. The agency was on the 5th floor of a mirrored tower in Newport Center. The elevator was swift and silent. The floor of the AAT lobby was red marble. The receptionist told me to have a seat. I did, and read through Authentic Adventures, a glossy magazine featuring new, classic, and future destinations. There were lots of pictures, placid-looking lagoons, jagged mountains, dense jungles abruptly ending at beaches on which colorful tribesmen stood, and quotes from happy travelers. According to my online research, AAT sent clients to properties all over the globe. None of the places were familiar. Many had names with exotic apostrophes, such as Atlatlan, apostrophe before the A, or Bat, apostrophe after the B, and all like that. The AAT slogan, which appeared on the cover under the title, was "Real Won't Wait." I was collected in the lobby by a very tall young woman who introduced herself as Ivy Slattery. We walked down a long hallway, and she slowed her stride to match my average length legs. She held a black tablet to her chest with both hands, reminding me of Jamie Frost in 8th grade, who held her backpack to her chest in that same way, in order to, I think but will never know, hide her breasts. The hallway walls were hung with dramatically enlarged photographs.